Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, living God.
Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, praise the living God. Thank you. Well, one of the things tonight is, hallelujah, I think I got it set up right. I'm live on the radio tonight. Hey! Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, tonight, what I want to do is this. I want to just thank the living God for the things that He has done thus far in my life, and has made me aware of what He's doing for me and through me. One of the things I want to talk about real soon, I want to do one thing before go before the Father in prayer and thank Him for what He's done today.
Amen.
Father, today is that day we just come before You and say thank You for all the blessings that You have bestowed upon us today. As we come together tonight, Father, as I come with a word that I believe that You show me today, and I want to just put the word out there forcefully by the name of Jesus. And Father, at the same time, I want to say I praise You and love You and I adore You and I magnify Your name for everything You have done for me. Father, tonight's that night, I just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, there are many people out there crossing in a cross right now, Father, but they don't understand. Yes. They need a word. It's called Jesus Christ. They need Him more than anything else in the world. And Father, because we come before tonight, the more we search for You, You show us Your way and not our way. Today is that day, Father. We just come before You. We just lay before You with the word. We praise You before the word. And then, Father, we know that's what's going on in our country. There are many things happening around the world, but You are still, You still have sight of what's going on. But those of us walking in faith by faith and not by sight, we're speaking those things to be as though they were. We're calling it from where they are to us right now, Father. And tonight, Father, I just want to say I praise You, I love You, and I adore You, and I magnify Your name. Many things You have done today, and I praise You and love You. Amen. I want to take just a few minutes somewhere, but the Lord has shown me some things to do. And I'm going to put everybody on me on the machine and show them what to do. One thing I want to shout with you and share with you tonight. We're living in a dangerous time. We're living in a time where people come behind your back, try to steal your property, try to cut your throat, steal everything you got. But those are not believers. Those are non-believers. Also, we ask God every day, make our minds purified. Make our thoughts more palatable so that we can speak Your word. Forgive us anything we said or done wrong today, Father. Because we passed away and saw some things that we ourselves did not like. One of the things I want to talk, Lord, if You're willing to act, I want to talk about something, the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. And then, Father, one thing I want to say, amen. I want us to turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 31. Paul began to do something, and we understand Paul. Paul was a great man who was going against God, the God of his word. He was going to G-O-D, his S-O-N, what his son had paid for the salvation of all. But Paul got wise when they met him on the road to Damascus. Paul writes these letters to the Ephesians. He writes many lessons. He says these to the Ephesians. He said, listen, guys. He says, well, here's what I want you to understand. He said, I got something I want to say to you. He said, I got several things I want to point out to you in this verse. And the more we take time, and we just do what God told us to do, the better we can understand, and the more we can see what God is doing. I want you to bear with me just a few minutes. Chapter 1, verses 1 and verses 25 says, put away all lying, speaking evil, and stop speaking evil of men. Tell them the truth. Do everything you can to be walk with them. So the thing Paul said, he put away lying. You know, we got a lot of people right today that are still lying in your face, behind your back, will smile at you and lie. But Paul said these words. He said some things I want you to know when I'm going to get you to understand the most important of the blood of Jesus. He said, I want you to take this note down here. He says these words. Mm-hmm. He said these words. He says in verse 20, and the second verse, he says these words in verse 4 and 25. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, your anger. Don't let your sun go down on your wrath. See, your wrath, you may be angry with somebody, but don't let your attitude upset your brisky. Don't let your attitude go down. Watch yourself. See, every day, that's why I tell everybody, the more you talk with God, the more God's going to talk with me. The more God loves me, the more God's going to love me. The more I love God, the more God's going to love me. The more I love God, the more God's going to love me. What are you talking about? Because I don't want my wrath to go down. See, my wrath is not like God's wrath. God, when God speaks, as one man said some time ago, he said, do you know the real reason? The word God's mercy and his wrath and his love. One man said, yes, I know the first two. He's that word called wrath. He said, wrath, when God's wrath is loosened, nobody can put stop to it. Only God can. What he's saying to the men, don't let the wrath go down your son. And the thing he says in verses 4 and 20, he said, neither give anger to the devil. See, a lot of people want to give some anger to the devil. Want to give the devil want to give the devil a position. Well, you know, the devil made me do it. Stop that lie. The devil called me to do it. Stop that lie. You're giving praise to the devil. Don't even let the devil. Now, some people say that might sound strange. Have I been guilty of it? At one time I was. Why? Because I can understand it now. He said, neither give place to the devil. How many times out there and on the block talk radio, KESK radio station, somebody's giving the devil wrath, a place in their life, lying and told this lie and told that lie. And you know, you got some people right now backstabbing, trying to lie. I am nobody but just a man that loves God. That's all I am. That's all. And I love God. And God loves me. And what God does for me, he brings me to the fullness. Well, honey, you see, yes, I do, Lord. He said, but I want you to understand something else. He said, when the devil, the evil one, Lucifer, demons, the fallen demon, when they come after you, they're going to do everything they can to upset you. Why? Because they know that your flesh, is the number one weakness. How many of them know our flesh is weakness? How many sometimes we have to watch ourselves? As I was talking to a sister somewhere there or another, sometimes I have to just say, I have to leave that because my flesh got it. My flesh was about to get out of control. Have I been there? Yes, I have. Sometimes your flesh gets almost uncontrollable. Well, what do? We just keep saying, Lord, have mercy upon me. Let me tell you something else as I go forward and with the word. I pray I'm blessing somebody. And then I look at verses 4 and 28. He says, he says, let neither your spin against somebody or let your servants be toward one another. When you get that script to read Ephesians 4 and 28, let him have stability, understand, neither more anything. But you want to bless him at all times. Thank you, Father. Well, let me see what I see. Thank you, Father. And then we go a little further down into the scripture. I just took it to a verse of Ephesians, and I'm just coming down to Ephesians. I'm coming down to one other verse. And he says, let not I want you to understand something. Let no corrupt communication come towards your mother. Oh, my God. Let no corrupt communication about your mother. Oh, you mean in time past, when Mama D was alive, I had some corrupt communication? Oh, that's what the word said. That's what the word said. So what do? We go out and tell these young folks. When we tell them, take these very first 6 verses, but it's in the same scripture. And he says, I want you to understand something. Why do I want you? He said, I don't want you to go, because you see what the book says about your mother. He said, you better respect your mother. And some of the young folks say, I ain't got to respect nobody. I'm a man myself. I do what I want to do. Well, I always tell a man who says he's a man, you got some money for your house? You got some money for your car? You got some money for your rent? No, but I'm a man. I said, well, no, not on my time, you're not. The same thing goes for the girl. We have to love them and tell them, say, look, your mother is right there for you. The reason why we have to tell them, when you read down deep into the scripture, you're going to see what Paul says in his continual teaching. And one thing I love about the Apostle Paul, I've been reading and studying so much to the best of my ability what Paul is saying. And then he says here, he says in verses 29, I told you about the corrupt, about your mother. He says in verses 30, he said, give not to Holy Spirit. Grieve. Don't upset. Don't go and upset Holy Spirit. Don't do something. Ooh, Jesus. Don't do something wrong. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? By not, he's warned you. Oh, the first part before I got to the third verse. He warned you. He said, don't grieve him because it's grieving him. Why do you want to grieve him? You're upsetting him. He's our leader. He's our teacher. He shows us the direction we're supposed to go. He said, Jesus said, when he's gone, I'm going to be there. I want you to go with me just a little further. I'm almost there. And then I go to the verse 31. And what I thought of, I said, Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 31. So I'm going to the 31st verse. And here's what Paul says. My God. Paul understands. He said, let every bitterness and wrath and anger contain evil speaking. Be everything with understanding and loveliness. So when Paul speaks these words, he's telling us the latter words. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamoring and evil speaking be your, don't let it be a part of you. Don't let it be a, why? Because sometimes we see things when we want to see it and not the way nobody else want to see it. But that's all right. Move forward. I want to say something else also. We're on the on KASK radio station. We're speaking to the nations. We're saying to every nation, to everyone that can hear, to everyone who not hear us, it doesn't bother me. But I want you to know, it bothers me is, here's why. Because a lot of people have decided to set their own step into their own. And they're going around these last words, I'm trying to send a message out to the enemy. I want them to understand. See, you're trying to bring in bitterness, wrath. You're trying to work it up in some other people you know of. And see, some people don't understand you working up in them. Ain't been on the road long enough. I want to just take you what Paul said now. If you take note of what I said, what Paul said in the book of Ephesians, now he said, I want you to understand why I'm speaking about the blood. He says, I want you to go with me to the 12th chapter, to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. I want you to understand what I'm trying to show you, what's happening. He said, I brought you 6 verses over here to bring you to the thing. He said, I want bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamorous, and evil speaking, be a part of you. He said, but I also, here's what, I'm taking to the book and show you about the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, having, therefore, between boldness, enter into him with your boldness. Why? Enter into the boldness, into the holy place that the by the blood of Jesus Christ. He says these words, having therefore, my God, thank you, Jesus. He said, I want to, it's brethren, boldness, enter, brethren, boldness to the unto the holiness, holy, 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 by the Holy Spirit. And the more we talk into the word, the more we see into the word. He also said, he said, look, I got something else I want to share with you as I'm sending the, as I'm sending a letter to you, a footnote to the Ephesians. He said, he says in Ephesians, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 20, 25, he said, and Jesus, the mediator, oh, we need a mediator? Yes, the mediator of the new covenant. Oh, now wait a minute, what is the new covenant? It's what God has put between. In the Old Testament, there was something covering the, what God had in the Old Testament was covered. But when he came, he told us top to the bottom, help me, Lord Jesus, from top to bottom, he ripped that thing apart. But he says that you may come in boldly. This new covenant. The new covenant was the blood of Jesus Christ. The new covenant. The Old Testament was for the first part of the Jewish. And they were the chosen ones. The ones that God had made a promise to. He said if after he made a promise to them, he spoke to the book and he told Abraham. He said, Abraham, he said, look, when he heard Abraham talking, and see, I like this part of Abraham began to say, he asked his father, now, why all of a time we have the same thing? You got a God for this and a God for that. And a, see, he said, you got a God for the seeding. You got a God for the sitting. You got a God for the moon. You got a God for the star. He said, why come we just can't have one God? That got God's attention. And by him getting God's attention, God went down and spoke with Abraham. He spoke to him, Abraham. I got something I want you to do. He said, but it ain't gonna cost you nothing but one thing. It's gonna be called a faith movement. But I want you to know, I'm in the process of doing something that won't be seen in the century you're in, but in the centuries to come, somebody's gonna see the new covenant. He said, I'm gonna bring a mediator. He's gonna be my son of God. These 1, 2, 3 things you will do. You'll need no, you won't have to do no repenting. Just do what you say they're gonna do. Follow my word. And go to the 25th chapter for Genesis, and you'll find, if you do this, and I'll do this. He also said, you need to be hungry, you're on all the land, everything. But he said, I want you to do something. But this new covenant is sustained by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, and the blood sprinkles. Oh, my God. The blood sprinkles. speaks between and Jesus, angels. Oh my God. What are you saying, Father? God is saying tonight. He's saying also. He's saying all of us tonight. He's saying these words. When you take the word and you look at a second, I'm in the same book. I'm talking about the blood. How important this blood is. Some folks don't know. Well, they got faith. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith comes by doing something. Faith comes by moving something. But God said, I spoke myself into existence by what I'm doing. But when he said, am I speaking myself into existence, I began to create all these things in the same manner. But he says, because I had a plan, a purpose for bringing these things before where you are right now. And let me tell you something, beloved. This corona out there, this sickness is out there. Did God allow this? No. But he let the enemy. See, you have to be aware now. You have to be aware. God has power. He said, I made sin and evil. I made it. And so that was a fight between God and the devil. Oh, yes, it's in the book. Jesus said in the scripture, when you see moving forward, he said, Jesus said, I beheld Lucifer, the fallen angel, coming out of falling from heaven, zigging and zagging. And I saw him take a third part of heaven with him, with his tail. What are you saying, Father? What are you saying? He said, because that was a fight. He was in heaven, thought he could be, he was going to do the same thing up there. He was going to do, he was bitter. He was lying. He was doing everything he could. He was full of anger because he couldn't be who he wanted to be. You know, we got some people today on the same side. They think I'm better than Sister so and so and so. I'm better than Dr. so and so and so. Let me tell you, I don't care if I got 26 doctorates. You can have 44 doctorates. But if you understand the word of Jesus Christ about his blood, when God sent his son to the earth realm, he sent all that he had. All his blood was taken out of heaven. Hear what I want you to understand. The most important thing that we can see what God is doing for us today. God is bringing us to a place in a position because we're in a fight right now. Every time we look up, they say you can't. Pause. I want to say this right quick by the time that I have left to do it. He said these words. Lucifer is busy. He said, in the book of Job, he said, have you considered my servant? I'm going to use a name. But I'm going to say that. Have you considered my servant this lady? Have you considered my servant this man? He said, yes, I've considered them. But I can't get next to them because they're being swallowed by the Holy Spirit. And God said, okay, here's what I'll let you do. I'm going to give you a perfect example. He said, you can do everything you want to both of them. I'm using the example. But you cannot touch their soul. Why? Because our souls, hallelujah, our souls, the part, the inner part of us, have been given to God. And God said these words. And Lucifer, the fallen angel, got busy and did everything he can in the book of Job. But he wouldn't give in. Even his wife, he had to bring her back into the ranks. And God was such an awesome God. And the devil said, well, did you do all you could do? I did, but I just still. He said, no, but you made a commitment. I told you, you can do everything you want to. But he will not, he's not going to yield his soul to you. He never did. That's why I told him, why don't you send this God to serve? Why don't you go on and curse God and die? That's an action of the devil. The devil is saying it to a lot of people today, to married men and women. What is going on since God's going to heal you from cancer? You said it. What is going on? Let go. What is going to forget about God? Let go ahead. Nothing's going to happen. wrong again. And God began to speak more about his son to us. He says these words, oh, Jesus. In Hebrews 12 and chapter 12, verses 20, New Testament, now the God of heaven, the God of peace, the God of peace. See, that's what I love, the God of peace. And Hebrew says the God of peace and the Father, Jesus. I love it so much. Don't you love it? You ever got a chance to read this? He said, now the God of peace that bringeth against all things that are not of him unto God, through Jesus Christ. And the greatest thing, the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, he is a great, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ is a great shepherd of the sheep. And it was through the blood of an everlasting covenant. See, we talked about the first thing was a first covenant, a new covenant. Now we're talking about an everlasting covenant. Why is all these things possible? When you take time and see what God is saying to us, and he says these words. I'm going to just move forward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. I love you, Father. He says these words. He says these words to me, and he speaks them to me boldly. And he says to me boldly many times. I said, well, Lord, I just need you to help me to understand. Do you get like this sometimes when you get off into the word? Lord, help me to understand some things better. And then he said, and they said these words. He said, and the blood and having and remember that having sprinkled of the blood of Jesus and wash and everlasting of his blood. The sin, he took his blood, all the sins, he washed us, all our sins away. See, the blood can do that, but not my blood, not your blood, not A, B, C, a particular blood, only the blood of Jesus Christ to do just that. And I want to say this, I come to a close in just a minute, and God said these words for me to put them out there. Thank you, Father. And Revelations 12 and 6. And I saw the woman drenched with the blood of the saints. What? Here is a perfect example. When you dig deep into the word, he says, I saw this woman. Who is this woman? Well, see, the woman that's mentioned in the Bible, who is this woman? Does she have a name? He said, I saw the woman. Who is this woman? This woman from the beginning? Who was this woman? Help me to understand. Who was this woman? It was a woman that came out of the rib side of Adam. She was that woman. She was the producer of the fullness of all that Christ would do in her. And she was martyred. It was martyred. Ah, Jesus. And she takes the blood for the saints. And with the blood of the martyrs. See, some people go back in that day, still today, are going to be martyred. They're going to kill you because you love Jesus Christ. And Jesus, understand this, Jesus, I don't want to do nothing, Father. I will stand with the greatness of you, Father. And I look a little further into the word, and the word directs me this way. And he says these words. Yes, he does. He said, now I want to take you right. He said, I'm going to take you right back to something that you might be able to say. I'm going to take you back to the book of 1 John, chapter 1. I want to read something to you also, what God has put on my heart. But, a quarter of it comes back, but, if all which is good, Lord. But First John, someone go get First John, chapter 1, verse 7. I want you to read that and take a moment just to read it and see what God is saying to you. Take time, just read that right quick. I'm going to give you time. First John, chapter 1, verse 7. You're going to see something so plain and clear. Wow, but the Son cleanses. And so I go back to Revelation chapter 1, verses 2-5. And for Jesus Christ, with it the FAI faithfulness with all the first begotten of the dead. Oh my God. You mean we're going back and talk the same thing? God coincides, exercises, and put us to a place where we can say, listen, I know where you are right now. I know what's going on in your life right now. But I want you to understand something. I've told you once again, I gave some things that the enemy comes. I've given you five things out of Ephesians. I give you some things in the book of Revelation. But I want you to understand, Willie Hunter, that I want you to take this word and let it soak deep into your heart. And somebody else can understand. The more you take the word, the more you see what he said. He said, you'll understand that I am who I say I am. I will not lie to you. I will not leave you alone all by yourself. He says, I spoke the word. He said, by the day you were born, I knew you before you was even born. He said, I knew what purpose I had for you. He said, I knew. He said, I want you to understand something. You're fighting a fight. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fight that fight. He said, give it to me. And you know what I wanted to say is God told me, there are a lot of folks out there don't understand. I'm not fighting anymore. You can fight all you want to do. Why? Because I'm resting. Mm-hmm. I'm resting in his word as his word lives in me. We're not talking about the soul. When Job said, when the angels in the book of Job was going to, and God said, you can do anything you want to, but it's so. See, my soul, that spiritual part of me, is at rest. See, I was at one time, I wanted to do something that I need God said, but then, and see, when I began to understand what was going on, God began to reveal to me. You can't do nothing without me. What? No, you can't. And I come to find out, I can do nothing without him. Can I speak worlds into existence? No. Can I speak dimensions into existence? No. He said, but you can do what I can. But I tell you what I want you to do. I gave my son life. He paid the ultimate price on Calvary. When they took him to the cross, they hung him before they took him. You know how they did it. They beat him unmercifully. They beat him so bad until some folks came with their teeth back in that day, in this time, how they beat him so bad with the whip. Every time they would land the whip on his back, those 39 stripes. Strike number one, bang, hit him hard. The enemy said, hit him again. Hit him again. Oh, Jesus said, Father. And Lucifer, hit him again. He said, Father. And the devil said, hit him again. And he said, Father. What, Jesus? He said, hit him again. Bam, hit him again. Hit him again. And he would time he hit him, he said, Father. 59, 39 stripes. And the Spirit said, that's enough. My God Almighty, that's enough. When they beat him bad, they let him down. Put him on that cross, hung him up high, showed who he was, hung him, and let his body just hang there. When they took him down, he went to the grave. My God Almighty, woo, Jesus. And they put him in the grave. And put him in the grave. Something happened beyond our understanding. On the day when they took him down, he rose on that Saturday. But he went to the grave 2 days earlier, my God Almighty, according to the Jewish text. But he got up. He said to Lucifer, he said to the devil, where is your power? Where is your power? Look at my right hand. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Look at my right hand. I got the keys, the death, and the hell. I'm setting them free. Therefore, the word says, on that day when Jesus did that, all those souls in the Old Testament got up and walked around in heaven, walked around on the earth realm, and walked to a place called paradise, paradise, paradise. And God the Father, yes, God the Father, my God Almighty, my God Almighty, my God Almighty. I want to thank the Lord tonight. But give me something to say tonight. I'm opening the lines up to everybody. And I want to thank y'all for just even taking your time just to listen to me tonight. We got some time to talk. Amen. Amen. And if the lines are, I'm opening them up to everybody. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The lines open. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me tonight. Amen. Anybody got a word they want to say? KSK Radio is now on air. Anybody got something they want to say tonight? God has been so good to anybody.
Amen. Praise God. That's an awesome message tonight. It's just a refreshing for our souls. So, and to, as a reminder, if we are kingdom citizens of the kingdom, I heard your word, the strife and the bitterness and all of this stuff we got to set aside and stop coming at one another. You know, we got to come together. If there's something that one don't understand, I'm supposed to sharpen iron, and we're not supposed to be against one another and all of this nonsense. Lenny, I just want to say this, and Proverbs 20:3, it says, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. We can't get anything done in that way. We can't get anything done that way. We got to come together and begin to speak the word of God. So, because God said, remind him of his words. We want to speak God's words. And so, with that being said, I just enjoyed it tonight. I truly enjoyed it. I enjoyed the message.
Amen. Line is open. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes, sir, preacher man. This is Brother Charles.
Hey, Brother Charles.
Enjoy the teaching. Hey, how you doing, young man?
I'm blessing yourself. I'm not going to complain. God has been good.
Amen. I always enjoy your teaching. I told you before, I don't think you teach enough. Did a great job tonight. That's all I want to say about it. A great job.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. Amen. I want to say this to you, Brother Charles. I want to thank you for being who you are and standing where you're standing in the body of Christ. And we're now living in a time where everybody must come to a position. As we say in playing basketball and football, what is your position on the field? What is your position? And so everybody has to know your position. If you got a position, hold that position. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what I'm saying to everybody tonight. We have a position. My position may could be I'm a running back. I'm using an example. A lot of people, some women don't like no football. Some women love tennis. I know someone loved tennis. I played with a woman some tennis one day, beat me halfway to here and back. But I learned something. My quadri. When you get out of your quadri, you miss them all. You got to know your position.
Amen.
When you know your position, no matter how hard they hit at you, you know how to stand. Amen. God bless you, Brother Tella. Anybody else? The line is open. Anybody else? The line is open. This is how they show me what to do. KESK radio station. The line's open to someone. I don't know how many we got on there. I'm trying to go down the line and give everybody an opportunity to speak a word. You want to say something what God has blessed you with, or just send a shout out to somebody out there? The line is open for that. Amen.
Amen. This is Cynthia. I came in at the end of your teaching, and I thank you for the teaching. It was so vivid for me when you were speaking of the example of, you know, Christ taking the lashes and the devil egging on one more. And it just really just did something to me where I'm just quiet, because that is just really, really deep. And he did it all for us, you know. So thank you for that illustration. I really could see that in my vision. Amen.
Amen. What I want to say to you, Sister Cynthia, one thing you and I both know, there is a position that you have that I can't fulfill. Am I right about it?
Amen.
And there's a position a woman has a position in the body of Christ. And that's what I'm talking about, position. Everybody got to go that position in the body of Christ. If you're the toe, be the toe. If you're going to be the ankle, be the ankle. Don't try to squabble with somebody else. Be who we're supposed to be, because we are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And I like what you said, because it called me every time. Every time I put that word out there, it reminds me how they whooped Jesus. How they whooped him so bad. All he would do every time the devil said, hit him again, he said, Jesus. That's all he would say. He would say, Father. Every time. And the Father said, all right, according to the law we have in the burn, that say one strike, that strike belongs to me. That's where that oneness comes from. When you go back and look at 39 strike, that one strike belonged to the Father. That's they going to whoop the devil with in the final analysis. I'm getting this. I'm getting happy again. Slow down, Hunter. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Praise the living God. But also, I will say this much. I want to thank Sister C, the teacher, Cynthia, for the word she said tonight. It blessed me. It woke me up. It rose me, and I've been studying out of a book that I've been reading about some things what Jesus did. And when I began to look at what he did, you can take that one, two, three, four, five different verses, and you can study the Bible the rest of your life until Jesus comes back, because it will tell you different things. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? The line is open to you. The line is open.
Praise God. I got in on the last of it, Reverend Hunter, but I enjoyed it all. I think I heard the subject of the blood.
The
and,
blood.
The blood. The blood, the blood, the blood that he shed for us.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The stripe that he taken, every stripe that he taken on that cross was for us.
It was for us.
It was for us. And every day we get up, we should try to give him thanks and glory for going to the cross and dying for us and for our sins. And I mean, we know that we all sin. We don't sin.
Amen.
But every one of them, we know that he died for us.
He died.
He died. He died for him on the cross.
He died.
He died. And he wants us to be able to. He died.
He died.
Every stripe that was taken by him, every blood that was shed, it was for us. It was for us. And how can we not love? How can we not love someone like that? God. A God that would die for us on the cross.
Yes.
That we might have the right to the tree of life.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Forgiveness. Ooh, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Oh, Jesus.
They know not what they do, Lord.
They know not
forgive them. They know not what they do, but Lord, forgive them. And he took the cup. He says, finish. Oh, how many of us can take a cup and say it's finished? Oh, my
God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. How many can take the cup and say it is finished? No, 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 no. It's finished. And he gave up the ghost. And this is what we live by daily. Dying on the cross for us. Our sin. Our sin. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Reverend Mahana, for the word tonight. It was a word that we needed, and we need to live holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy.
Amen.
Holy. Holy, holy. But you know something else? I would like to speak to everybody that's on KESK Radio Station tonight and across the land. Going out to everybody.
Lord.
One thing that will happen, we go to the book of Revelation, and they say, woman. This woman, who was that woman? Who is that woman? That question was bothering me, and that was a woman that God was, Jesus. Was it a woman in the Old Testament? Who was that woman? Who was that woman that Adam talked about? Was this Adam? Who was that woman? It was God.
Was that woman?
I'm getting happy again. My God.
The
mighty God. And she was dipped the blood of the saints.
Oh,
gee. Somebody. It was the blood of the saints that the woman. But if you go into, ask a person one day now, if somebody out there can help me, I said, why does God go in and kind of take a woman and say, this is the one I'm talking about? But he never gave her a name.
He never gave her a name.
But we know when the word says, when we go back and look at it, see, God has some hidden things that he wants to reveal to us, to reveal to us.
Yes,
so he said, am I right about it? And, And so when you look at it closely, and I was talking to a sister whom I love very dearly, and I think she knows what I'm talking about if she's on the line with us. The woman is the mother. When Jesus said these words, if you go back and look at what Jesus said, he said it. He said, woman, your son.
Behold thy mother.
Behold thy mother.
Behold thy mother.
And when you put it all that together, that woman is spoken of in the New Testament, Old Testament, in the book of Revelation. But God the Father, and I made a mention to somebody, but do you know that was not only, that was 12 tribes, but that was 13?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. Somebody said, why did I find that? I said, I'll tell you what, one of these days, is God showing, I was sure it's going to show it right. It's going to, okay, moving on. Somebody else, on the line. I'm getting happy.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Hunter.
Yes, sir.
This is Brother Charles again.
All right.
In 13 tribes, it is 13 tribes because if you take the two sons of Joseph, one tribe was taken from one of the sons of Jacob and divided amongst the two of them.
Yeah.
So it is 13 tribes.
But at the same time, there's a
Bible.
Woman that it mentioned. There's a woman, the 12 tribes. 12 tribes that it mentioned. But who is that,
Israel.
That woman? Who is that woman? There's a woman God named. Who is that woman? That's called some study. Who is that woman? Was it the woman he's spoken of when Adam, when he put him to sleep? Who was that woman? Who was that woman that said, in the beginning, I say? Who was that woman when he said, Mary, a virgin? Who was that man? Who was that woman? See, God has a way of bringing us to the reality of it all. He loves us so much. They're
love
doing anything.
So
and what I was just saying, as somebody said, why don't you just tell us? Sometimes it's like the man my mother always told me, say, when you're not ready to drink that buttermilk, don't try to drink because she ain't old enough. If I might use that terminology. And sometimes, sometimes, Brother Charles, not on saying meat, Brother Charles, not on life. We just won't eat them. That's say thing. We just won't eat them.
Amen.
No. That's no. Some of that, like I was telling me the other day.
Not for me.
Huh?
It's not for me. Meat is not for me.
I know.
I try to follow the diet in the Bible.
Yes. And see, one of the things Amen. And one other thing I would say, one thing I said, we got a person I want to hear on the line. I see a number, but I don't know her name. It's one thing I would say to the person, we have to come to the fullness of it. I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I want to tell you something. Like the man was selling the commercial, this is not my first rodeo.
Praise God.
As mother would say, this ain't the first time I done prayed.
Amen.
I called her Miss Galveston. I said, Miss Galveston, no, this ain't the first time I done prayed. This ain't going to be the last time neither, because I'm going to pray.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, Reverend Evans. We love you.
It's the blood that never loses power.
Never loses.
Yes, sir. Brother Hunter, this is Brother Charles. Do you know the amateur archaeologist Ron Wade? He's the one that discovered the ark. He found the ark. He found Noah's ark. He found the real Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified in, outside the city walls, like the Bible said, not inside, where the Catholic Church said it is. Golgotha is still there. The hill is still there, outside the city. And he also found the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
He also found that, but they sealed it back up because there was a presence in there. They said that you couldn't stand there long because God has some power in there. Looking over that ark, watching over that ark, he said, people in Israel, the officials sealed it back up. He said, from underneath the stone, Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified at, it's a black stain in that bedrock. It comes all the way down from the place that Jesus was crucified through the crack in the bedrock, and it stained the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. That's Jesus' blood. All times, and the officials in Israel seal it back up. It's like I keep saying, this is the season for Jesus to set foot back on the earth. Now, how long the season is going to be, I don't know.
Don't know.
But everything in the Bible is fulfilling itself.
Sure is.
Amen.
Everything is
fulfilling. Because we in Jubilee.
The ark of the covenant is found.
But one thing I want to say, Charles, is this. Because we have not seen that the Holy Spirit is still in this earth realm today.
Yeah. Amen.
And I wrote a question to a person. I said, is God in the earth realm today? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's
in the heavens. He's in the heavens watching down. He's on that spiritual side. Not on the side where we are, the depth. Help me, Jesus, so I can make it plain. We are in a place right now on the earth realm. That's why the Holy Spirit is operating right now. How can he walk and talk with us? He talks and walks with the Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
He walks with the Spirit. But when we look at the Word and see what God is saying to us individually in the body of Christ, God was never flesh. Only his son was flesh. But when he died on Calvary, and they whipped and beat and took all of his blood. And remember, who took the blood back to heaven? There's another question I did on my doctoral study. It was the Holy Spirit, and Jesus took the blood back to the altar and put it on where everybody could see it, that it was a done deal. When he said, it is finished, that mother said, it is finished. And the most important thing, I understand they found this and found that, but the importance of, I'd like to stress to all of us tonight, Love me. I love you. The
Amen.
More you have, the more I have.
Amen.
I'm not trying to spring anybody up. I'm trying to help us all up. And one thing if I can't help you, I'm going to say, you want to cross the river? They say, yeah. Well, quick, if you follow me, I'll show you. I don't want you to get behind me. I want you to walk beside me. See, the plane we're walking is so narrow, so we can't fight for space.
Wow.
We can't fight
Amen.
For space.
Amen.
We got to be together. And somebody wants to say, we got to be together. And that's why this man, and I'm going to say this very quick. The man in the White House is saying, "Oh, we're going to be done over this, about and this month. And the whole, what, next month is 2 days from now. This for the, what happened to that? It's supposed to happen, but it's still there. But see, we have to be on one accord. Now, you might like me. I see so many phone calls on here, and they're not answering. But I want you to know something. Love me for who I am, as I love you for who you are.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. You see, when this lady, when I met two ladies in my life that I met, one I met them down at a place when I first on the radio station. When I met her, she taught me what it meant giving, sending me an offering. It built me up. Okay, what a KWWJ that was on that time. All right, and then I got the radio station and met another lady. Doctor.
Amen.
And I was asking her, what do you have to do? And she said, I heard your prayer. But what did you have me to do? Oh, God. And then I come back to this question. Why do God use the women? Why? That's a question. I'm going to teach you, but I'm going to ask Sister Cynthia, would you close that in prayer, Sister Cynthia?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Cynthia?
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, thanking you for your word tonight, dear God. Thank you for your grace and your
mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word.
Thank you for the 39 stripes on our behalf, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Each one of those stripes, dear God, I can see my own sin on each one of them, dear God.
I've committed,
Heavenly Father,
a stripe upon Jesus
for the remission of my sin. Lord God, I thank you for your son who did it on our behalf. Dear God, we just love you and we honor you. We thank
love
you for the
Lord.
Word that you tonight. Lord God, we thank you for the breath of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear God, this day, we thank you for another day free of COVID-19, Heavenly Father. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for another day of prayer in our family.
Another day of prayer.
We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer station, dear God, that's able to reach out to so many, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear God, mind the airways, dear God, and touch each and every person in the way that they touch, dear God.
Yes, thank you.
We thank you, Lord God, that you reach far and wide, dear God.
Lord God, we just ask
that you forgive us of anything we've said or done that is not right unto you. We apologize, dear God. We repent. We are sorry for all of our sins that we made against you, dear God. Each and every one, dear God. We repent, dear God, with a full heart, dear God, with a true heart, dear God. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, that you are healing our land. You are healing the air. You are healing the water. You are healing the body, dear God. You are healing the soul.
Thank you, Lord.
You are healing this whole universe, dear God, and we thank you. Continue to watch
thank
your
you,
Lord. Keep Brother Hunter and his family. Keep them covered with the blood
Lord,
of Jesus, Lord God. Keep them safe in your arms, dear God.
Yes, Lord. Bless
them with full health and wholeness,
bless
dear
tonight, Lord.
And each and every person on this line, you know the things
Lord,
that are in the
bless
deepest
bless
part of our heart, those things that are personal between you and I only, dear God. We just ask that your will be in our lives as it always is because
thank
we surrender it all to
you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you. We bless you, and we glorify
bless
you.
Amen.
God
bless you. God bless you all. Thank you for tonight.
Amen.
You're beautiful. Amen. Holy.
Sleep well,
amen.
Everyone.
God bless you. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah.